It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair. Wraps a towel around her as she's heading for...
And happy Fab Four Friday to you. It's a Fractious Friday in the Laughlin Mall. This is Speak Out 2.0. We're live from the mall. And we're brought to you every single day by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, The Caring Crew, Grand Liquidations, ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Barron's Pest Solutions, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Bullhead Vape, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, and Perkins Family Restaurant. And today we're visiting with Todd Leavitt. How's Todd?
Doing good. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You bet. And Todd and I have known each other for a long time. I used to call on him at Laughlin Ranch, and then he became a chamber ambassador. And now you do real estate.
There you go. Absolutely. From one thing to another.
And then how long have you been doing real estate?
Just over about 14 months now, and it's been the best thing that I could have done, for sure.
So you said 14 months, but off the air you told me you're like number 14 in the market.
Yeah, things are going really well, and I have to attribute that to the 12 years that I spent up at Laughlin Ranch and all the connections that I've met both up there and around the community. So everybody has been really helping me out these first months, and can't be happy enough.
Good, good. And you work at Top Producers.
Yep, Top Producers Realty, located up on the Bullhead Parkway on Adobe, right across the street from Circle K and Wild Roadrunner.
Who else is in there with you?
We got Scott Leprich, Heather Ricketts is our broker, and a couple other agents. So we're a small office, but we definitely do a lot of inventory around here, and we keep up with those big offices here in Bullhead.
And Heather and Scott have been doing real estate for a long time here.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think Heather's been doing it her whole entire life, and Scott probably around 8 years, 9 years now, since he quit the Suddenlink and NPG cable here locally. So
yeah,
we got a great team. We're like a family, so it's not like work when I go in there, and we're all very supportive of everybody.
And you have found it necessary to be everywhere.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're at every chamber mixer, you're at every ribbon cutting, you have a booth tonight at the mixer here in Laughlin.
Absolutely. Yeah, my my mother always kind of makes fun of me and says, Todd, it's your town. I like meeting people. If there's an event, I love to have a booth at it. I like talking to people and meeting different folks and what they're looking for, whether it's real estate or just personal-wise, and creating those relationships that are going to be long-lasting.
Yeah. And then how has real estate been for you?
It has been well. My father was a contractor years ago in California. So was my grandfather. And they had always talked about real estate since I was a young kid. And finally just took the plunge and said, now's the time to make it happen for myself and quit everything and did a 2 week crash course, and here we are.
Wow, 2 weeks?
2 weeks, yeah. I was an executive host at the Edgewater and Bell. Quit there on a Saturday last year and started in Scottsdale on a Monday.
Wow. You went to Scottsdale for 2 weeks for the class?
Yes, absolutely. And then,
you passed it your first time out?
No, I failed the first test, but I passed the second one. So
I don't know anybody who's passed it the first time.
I've heard that Arizona actually has the toughest test in the country.
I believe it.
So, I would think California or New York.
I know some people that have taken it two and three or four times. to get there, you know.
Most definitely. And so, no, it was a lot of day and night studying, and it was a relief when it happened. So definitely never going to miss those continuing education classes every 2 years. I'm going to take those so I never lose the license.
Yeah, no kidding, huh? So how is our market right now for real estate?
Things are going well, actually. We've kind of transitioned. We're in the middle ground, I'd say, between our Southern California river rats and our snowbirds coming in here at the end of the year. But you'll see around town there's certain areas that they're building some, you know, spec homes and things like that, both in Bullhead and in Fort Mojave. And also you're seeing some commercial properties going up. So I think it's going to be a strong market continuing, you know, through the future, because it's a sought-after area.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and we proved that last weekend with the amount of Californians that were here at our beaches.
Absolutely.
Davis Camp and Community Park were jammed packed.
It's very good. You know, the more people we can get into town, yeah, it's a little crowded, the streets and so forth, but it brings revenue, and it makes people want to be here and to tell their friends.
Well, and I think if you're living in Southern California and you're driving those freeways every day, going back and forth to work, and you're working 8 or 9 hours a day at home with the kids, and if your kids are involved in sports, come Friday you want to relax for the weekend, and if you can drive to the river in 5 hours and pay $100 a night in a hotel, it's a lot of fun out here.
Oh, most definitely. They enjoy the weather, the river, the casinos. It's like a one-stop shop.
Yeah, it is.
And then if we transition now into the snowbird season, people want to come down here because the cost of living is so good, warm weather, all that sort of stuff. So the Laughlin Bullhead area, I think it's never going to go anywhere. It's always going to be something that people want to go to.
It's going to get bigger and bigger.
Yes, most definitely. So I think that's going to go hand in hand with real estate and with the other local businesses in town now and in the future.
So a few months ago, I was told that they were inventory poor in Bullhead. Is that still the case? You don't have enough out there to sell?
No, I think it was the case during the summertime. There wasn't a lot of good inventory, so it was kind of a seller's market per se. But I think that just was attributed with the hot weather, people that lived here locally, being out of town, kids out of school, things of that nature. So we've seen the spike over the last two, 3 weeks, month-wise, of inventory coming up.
Okay.
That is good.
Good.
So it's nice to be able to give buyers options,
right?
As opposed to having to strictly do, oh, well, there's nothing in inventory, so we might need to look at a new home build.
Right.
Because everybody doesn't, you know, they have their different things on all that.
Yep.
So no, everything's good, and I think that's going to continue through the wintertime.
But there are plenty of lots out there for sale if somebody wants to build their own.
Absolutely. There's a lot of beautiful lots out there, specifically, you know, on the Bullhead City side, up on the Bullhead Parkway, all of those communities, great views. We got some awesome builders in town that build quality and for good pricing. So that's good to have.
So you've got builders that you recommend and you work with?
Absolutely. We have kind of a list of the couple top, and we try to get our clients to the best people possible, and so we definitely have those folks.
Great. How do people get a hold of you?
Phone number, best way, cell phone, 209-471.
Where's the 209 area code from?
Northern California. don't be fooled, though. I'm not one of those, you know, fly-by-night guys. I've been here 15, 16 years. So, but no, my cell phone I've had forever, and I can't change it.
Okay,
so
209.
209-471-0510. Or you can shoot me an email at T as in Todd. My last name is Levitt, L-E-V as in Victor, I-T-T, realtor@gmail.com, here to answer any questions that you might have.
Okay, very good. And your office, again, is on the Bullhead Parkway.
Bullhead Parkway, 2440 Adobe Road, We are across the street from Circle K, right in the same complex as the Wild Roadrunner restaurant and Wyatt Sandwich Shop, which both are incredible, and I eat there way too much.
I went to the sandwich shop a week or so ago. It was pretty good.
Absolutely.
My first time in there.
It's incredible.
Yeah,
so.
It was good. It was good. I thought, this is a good alternative to a burger somewhere.
Yes,
you know?
Most definitely.
So, yeah.
You think it's more healthy, and it probably is better than a burger, but yeah, being a couple doors down, it's a constant during the
yeah.
lunch hours.
And it's convenient for you, yeah.
Yes.
Two doors down. Yeah.
Most definitely.
And it's fairly good food. I mean, like I said, it's good sandwiches. So.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, so we're glad to be there.
All right, Todd. Thank you so much for coming in today, and I hope that your phone rings, and if they've got questions, they can give you a call or stop by your office. Give your phone number one more time.
Phone number again, 209-471-0510. And you'll be able to see me at all the different events, farmers market, all that good stuff. So we'll have booths at everything. And don't hesitate to come up, say hi, or reach out via phone.
Yeah, and if you're out tonight and you want to come to the Mega Mixer, number 4, at the Aquarius, Todd will be there and have a booth.
Absolutely. This should be a fun event. Looking forward to it.
Red tablecloth, right?
Yeah, right. There you go, right? Absolutely.
All right, Todd. We'll see you tonight.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Vaping eliminated Tim's 40-year smoking habit, and with his wife, Cody, they're letting our community know vaping works and changes lives. Bullhead Vape is a friendly and comfortable environment where you're taken care of, and they know just how to get you set up and going. Bullhead Vape Shop hosts an unparalleled selection of e-liquid, incredible hardware, customer loyalty punch card, and daily specials. Two awesome locations open between, well, let's say between 10-ish and 7-ish. Across from Maverick on the 95 in Fort Mojave, and across from Coyote Cafe on the 95 Bullhead City.
Wormsea is listening to our community. Hi, I'm Dr. Nguyen with Western Arizona Medical Center. Wormsea has heard the public say our area is in need of more general surgeons, and I am here to help with your health care as part of the surgery team at Wormsea. I see patients in my office at New Horizon Surgical Services. Wormsea is bringing more doctors to serve you locally and keep you close to home. Call us today at 763-2273 or 763-CARE, as we do at Wormsea.
Nowadays, honest mechanics are a rare commodity. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair is a family-owned and operated shop where the guys truly care about getting you back on the road. Look no further than their customer reviews. ATCO Auto offers AC service for $19.91 plus Freon. Brake jobs only $139.95 and tranny service now only $99. When you need the best auto repair, brakes, or air conditioning service for your car or truck, call on ATCO Auto Repair in Bullhead City, 928-444-1155.
Welcome back to Perkins. What are we thinking?
Well, this new pot roast menu has me thinking about my mom's pot roast.
Honey, fancy meeting you here.
Weird. It has me imagining her, too.
I think that's really her.
Think she's following me?
Enjoy the taste of your home at our home. Introducing Perkins' new pot roast menu featuring pot roast stroganoff, fajita breakfast quesadilla, and more. Starting at $8.99. It's the new pot roast menu for a limited time only at Perkins.
Meet Jenny.
Honey, we saved over $80 this month on groceries alone.
Jenny saves money at the grocery store using printable coupons from the Co-op Connections program.
Wow, how'd you save all that money?
It's easy with Co-op Connections, the program that helps you save big on groceries and household items with coupons.com.
It's all thanks to Co-op Connections.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Jenny and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
We are back. Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host each day. And as always, our show is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Legacy Rehab and Care, Bullhead Vape, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, Grand Liquidations, The Caring Crew, and Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. It's a Fab Four Friday, so... Now, I'm sure neither one of you know who the Fab Four are, do you? You know, you've never heard of the Fab Four, huh? I have these two young ladies in here that have been with the 4-H, and we're going to visit with them. The Fab Four is a group called the Beatles. You've never heard of the Beatles, have you? Oh, you have? Okay. You can't shake your head because they can't hear that. You have to say yes or no. All right. So now we have these two young ladies, Zandria and...
Khatri.
And they're both with the 4-H here in Bullhead City in Mojave Valley, right?
Yep.
Now, how long have you been in 4-H?
This is my going on my third year being in 4-H.
Okay. And come in so we can close that. So it's making a little bit noise in here. And then how long have you been in 4-H?
Four.
4 years? Okay. So you had to ask your mom, make sure, huh? That's okay. So now explain what 4-H does. I think most people think 4-H is I raise a pig and then I sell it. But it's more than that, isn't it?
Yeah. 4-H, you have several different groups in your club. So, like, there's a club in Kingman and a club down here. Our club down here has the Horse and Dog Project, and we hope to expand that into more projects to get more people into the club. And Kingman has more clubs than that, but there's different clubs. So, dog, you can show your dog. And we are going to go up to Fair this weekend for dog Sunday.
Oh, yeah?
And then you keep your dog. And then for horse, we show our horses once a month. And then you do projects with your horse, and then you complete a book.
Oh, okay.
So it's very, for every project, you have to complete a book. So it's very interactive, I feel.
Yeah, and educational.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're learning a lot more than the average person knows about a horse or a dog, probably.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what is your project?
Horse and dog.
You got both, huh?
Yeah.
All right. And how old are you?
11.
11. Yeah. Notice you have to stop and think about that. That was probably the easiest question I ever asked. So, and you are?
14.
Okay. So you guys have both been in it for 4 years and...
Three.
And so, with your dogs, tell me about the books that you have to write.
We have a member book. It's just some information about you and things that you'd like to do. And then they have, like a little survey that you complete in the beginning of the year and at the end of the year to see how you've grown in 4-H. And then you have a project book, which you have to complete for every project you are competing in.
Okay. All right. And then what do you do with these books? Are they turned in to somebody or?
Yeah, they're turned in to our project directors or the 4-H extension office at the end of the year.
Okay. We have a 4-H extension office here?
Yeah. Oh, no, it's actually up in Kingman.
Oh, okay. All right. Does Kingman have more, and I don't say kids, more students involved in 4-H?
Yeah, they have more clubs than we do. They have quite a few more clubs, so they have more kids.
That's how I found out we had one in Bullhead.
Yeah.
Was through my dentist. The gal who cleans my teeth was telling me about 4-H, and I said, I wonder if there's 4-H here. And she got on the computer, and she goes, there is. And she said, so-and-so's running it. And I grabbed my phone because I knew her husband. And I texted him, and he said, no, we don't run it anymore. Catherine does. And I said, okay, great. Then I texted Catherine, you know, and that's why you guys were at the Kiwanis Kids Expo. But now you have an opportunity to tell everybody, because we're that farm app over there. We cover all of Mojave County. Everybody's listening to you guys tell about 4-H. So how long have you had a dog?
I have several dogs. The first dog I got was when I turned 5.
Oh,
he's
wow.
My personal dog. I've had him. He's 9 this year.
Okay. And when you say your personal dog?
Me and my mom we have 7 dogs to go between. I live in Fort Mojave on 3 acres of property. So
we have,
so between the dogs she has, our first couple dogs were her dogs that I just kind of shared with her. But this was my first dog that was my dog.
Oh, okay. All right. And then you have a horse too?
Yeah. I have 2, and my little sister has a pony.
Wow. So you guys are into this.
Mm-hmm.
And you ride every day?
Yeah, we try to ride every day.
How does your horse survive in this temperature?
I know that they know it's hot, but they like it. He, goes out there, and he lays in the dirt, and he likes to sunbathe.
Your horses lay in the dirt?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
'Cause don't they sleep standing up?
My horse likes to sleep laying down. I don't...
Does your horse sleep standing up?
My one does, yeah.
How many do you have?
3.
3? Do you have 3 acres also?
No.
Oh, okay.
Two?
Oh, 2 acres in Fort Mojave. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you got a lot of land out there. Are you guys neighbors?
No.
No?
Well, we're close.
Close? Do you ride over to each other's house?
Not yet. Not yet, but we have a dirt path where I know how to get to her house. She doesn't know it yet, but...
That's interesting. You've made a path with your horse?
No, it was actually, I think, people that ride there, like carts and stuff, kind of made
oh,
it,
okay.
And then we just kind of found it.
Oh, good. All right. So, you have one horse that sleeps standing up and one lays down?
Yeah.
Wow. See, I always thought horses stood up, but what do I know? I don't know anything about horses. I know you get on and go for a ride, and then you get off and you go, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Especially if you're not a normal rider, you know, you ache and hurt.
Yeah,
those saddles
like,
aren't comfortable.
Sore.
Yeah. I did it one time I don't remember where I was. I was in Idaho at one of the canyons down there and rode horses down in the canyon. And the whole time I'm going, this is cool. And then I got off the horse and went, whoa. So, yeah, they're beautiful animals, though, aren't they?
They are.
So now, you're raising your horses. Are you writing in your book about the growth of your horse?
No.
No?
You write about, like, expenses.
Expenses.
Oh, okay. All right.
Future,
so, because it's a project, so you've got to write down what you're spending on hay and what you're spending on vets and all those good things. What else besides hay do you give your horse?
Grain.
Grain? Apples?
Yeah.
See, I knew that much, huh? Yeah. What?
Supplements.
Supplements? Oh, yeah. They're vitamins, huh? Yeah. How long have you had your horse?
3 years.
Three years. And how long have you had your horse?
I believe about 4 or 5 years.
Yeah? Okay. Now, you don't raise them to sell?
No.
They're yours forever?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So if somebody's listening and they think this is really cool and they want to get their children into 4-H, let me ask you this question first. Do you have to have big area for dogs and horses to get into 4-H?
No.
Okay.
One person that is in our club, she's been in our club for quite some time. She's leased horses because she has an older horse that she can't use. So you can also fill out a lease agreement for a horse, and then you can use somebody else's horse for the year.
Oh, okay.
Then dog... I don't know if they have anything about that, but I know a lot more people have dogs than they have horses.
I would imagine so, yeah,
because
everybody's got dogs. My dog's 14. I have a black lab.
And in our dog group, we have one of our club members named Harmony. She has a dog that's about 11 or so years old, so it really doesn't matter the age of your dog or horse as long as they can do it.
Okay, good. So now, is there any chore that the dog has to do, or are you just writing about it?
Our club meets once, or actually twice a month, but one for our book and one for our dogs to come together. So we go over obedience things with our dog to make sure that they auto-sit when you ask them to sit, and then you ask them to stay and lay down, and then eventually you can go into where they retrieve things that you throw, and then you compete at the end of the year in fair.
Oh, okay. On what your animal can do.
Yeah.
Cool. So where's the fair?
It's up in Kingman at the Mojave County Fairgrounds.
And it's tomorrow, huh?
Sunday.
Oh, Sunday. All right. Good deal. So, and you're doing the same thing with your dogs? It's basically the same project?
Yep.
And you write everything down, and you're ready for the fair on Sunday?
Yeah.
But you just take your dogs. You don't take your horses?
No. That's the following weekend.
Oh, okay. All right. Go ahead.
The fair is on September 12th.
What time?
Starts at 10 a.m.
Oh, okay. And it's open to the public? They can come in and check out the animals? They can see your dogs?
Yep.
Okay, good.
And other demonstrations there.
So, and each one, how many of you will bring dogs there to perform, have your dogs perform?
We have 3 people from the club down here, Desert Gallopers Club. We have 3 people, and the Kingman Club, I'm not quite sure. She started off with lots of kids, and then some kids kind of found out that they didn't want to go to fairs, so then she ended out having, she still has quite a few kids, but I'm not for sure, I don't know the actual number of kids from her side competing in fair.
So this could be a real challenge, because other people could have a dog that responds better than yours?
Yeah.
Oh, then what?
Then it's up to the judge's discretion.
Ribbons?
And then, yeah, you get ribbons and things like that and points.
Okay. All right. What are points good for?
I don't know what you get from Fair with Dog. This is my first year in dog.
Oh,
so
okay.
I've never done dog before, so I don't know what you get at the end of the fair for dog, but I know for horse you do get a trophy and some ribbons.
All right. So have you done dog before up there?
No, this is our first time.
Oh, it's your first time also. Okay. So this will be a challenge for both of you.
Yeah.
And then you have three from your club down here that are going? So the two of you and one more?
Yep.
That's going to bring their dog? All three dogs riding together and all three?
Yep.
Wow. And the dogs get along?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because, I mean, sometimes you put two dogs together and they don't like each other right off the bat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like husband and wife. And they want to fight all the time. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Are we missing anything? How do people get a hold of you guys if they're interested in participating with you?
I know you can contact the 4-H Extension office for any information on clubs and leaders.
Okay.
Their phone number is 928-753-3788. You can ask them for any club info, any leader info, and then you can get a hold of whoever's in your general area, that leader, to get you enrolled in the club.
Okay. You knew that number off the top of your head?
Kind of.
Kind of? Oh, okay. I didn't know you were reading it over there. I thought you just knew it off the top of your head. I was impressed. So, then, how long have you been in 4-H then?
4 years.
4 years, okay.
Yeah.
So, you really like it?
Yeah.
And you're what, like in junior high?
Yeah. Oh, no, actually high school.
Oh, you're Mojave Valley?
Yeah, Mojave High School.
Or River Valley?
No, Mojave.
Oh, you're Mojave?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So you got a football game tonight, right?
Yeah.
Are you going?
No. I'm going to practice with my dog tonight.
Okay. Well, take a radio with you and listen to our sports station because we're going to cover the game live because you're playing Havasu, and we cover all the Havasu games on our station.
Cool.
So when you're out there with your dog, turn on our station. You take one of my cards right there and listen to the football game while you're there. Okay? Do you have more questions? Do you have more to add?
They can always contact my mom. Catherine at 928-715-3260.
Okay. Or her insurance company?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or your dad's construction company, right? Yeah. You guys are all over town. I know. All right, ladies. Thank you so much for coming in. I'm impressed. Let me see. Who's on my show next Friday? Because maybe I want you to come in and tell me next Friday how it went. Yeah. Come in next Friday and tell us how it went, okay?
Okay.
Can you do that? Okay.
Oh, no. We got, you guys are going to, next
We're
Friday,
checking here.
They have a gymkhana next Friday.
Oh, okay.
So they have a gymkhana in Kingman.
Oh, so you got to go to Kingman next Friday then?
Yeah.
Oh,
this Sunday
right.
And next Friday, we're staying the night up there.
Okay.
To Sunday.
For the horse show on Saturday.
All right. Great. Well, take one of my cards and text me and let me know how you did this weekend. And then text me and let me know how you did next weekend so I can tell all the listeners out there. And have a great time.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in, ladies.
There is a unique opportunity for you right now at Martin Swally Hyundai in Kingman. It is the perfect time to purchase a new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest and payments for 72 months. Plus, they come with America's best 100,000-mile warranty, 0% interest, and a 100,000-mile warranty. Awesome! Ask about the third row larger Palisade. See the SUV selection at Martin Swally Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswallyhyundai.com.
Let's face it, weekly shopping in Laughlin isn't exactly a breeze. Thankfully, the solution to your aches and pains has arrived. The Caring Crew. Specializing in delivery and home care, the Caring Crew is dedicated to accomplishing the everyday tasks you can't live without. Grocery runs, medicine pickup, mail pickup, doctor visits, even light work around the house, all on a monthly basis. Enjoy retirement. The crew will take care of the rest. The Caring Crew, now serving the Laughlin area. Give them a call, 515-205-8635.
Come on, boy. Ready?
Meet Tom.
There you go, Rufus. Bring it back now.
Tom saves money on everything Rufus loves by using his Co-op Connections card.
Oh, now that's a good boy. You want another treat?
Saving money on your pets is easy with Co-op Connections. Get discounts on veterinary visits, toys, grooming, and prescriptions.
Come on, boy. Bring it home now.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Tom and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Warm Sea is listening to our community. Hello, I'm Dr. Thomas Hook with Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Warm Sea heard we needed more podiatrists, and I have been added to our team of bone and joint specialists. I'm here to help you with your foot pain at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Warm Sea is bringing more doctors to serve our area to keep you close to home. Call us at 763-2273. That's 763-CARE. And we do at Warm Sea.
This is Robert Brandyfine of the Guardian Foundation of Bullhead City, inviting you to come out and join us in the second annual Suicide Awareness and Prevention Walk of Bullhead City. It is at Ken Fogar Park at 2255 Train Road in Bullhead City, Monday, September 9th. Registration starts at 4:15, walk starts at 5:10. This is a free community event. Come out and walk for a loved one or a survivor.
On a Fab Four Friday, I'm featuring the Wings today, Mr. Paul McCartney. This is Speak Out 2.0, brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant. Of course, if you like a breakfast, lunch, or dinner, you want to go to Perkins, trust me, because the food is really delicious. Plus, you can take home a pie or a muffin or cookies or brownies, and they're always good. That's why I have a belly here, see. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, they're on Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. And if you need to go into a physical therapy and end facility type program, they have that there. They also have occupational and speech therapist, and it's a skilled nursing facility. So sometime, stop by and take a tour so you know what it's all about in case you need to get involved with Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Bullhead Vape, because they open their doors so you can close the door to smoking. They have 160 different quality liquids and great hardware for you to use those liquids, and they're right on Highway 95 in Bullhead City across from Coyote Cafe. Mojave Electric Cooperative, where you can get that co-op connection card, and right now you can order your, well, starting the 11th, next week, from the 11th to the 24th, you can order your Cool Shade trees. Then you pick them up in November, but you can stop by and order them next week, the same place where you get that co-op connection card on Hancock Road. Barron's Pest Solutions, right next door to an insurance company that we can talk about. Barron's Pest Solutions in Fort Mojave. If you have bugs, spiders, scorpions, termites, or bees at your home, I don't think you have any more grasshoppers, and you want to get rid of them, you call Barron's, and they will come out and take care of them. Best Barron's Pest Solutions. In fact, we have Matt on the show here in a couple weeks. Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, where right now you can test drive, of course, any car in the lot. But at the same point in time, you can test drive that new Palisade. The Palisade is as big as a Tahoe, three big seats, plenty of room, but you can't spend more than $60,000 on the Palisade at Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, of course, they can take care of your transmission, but they also take care of your air conditioning, tune-ups, brakes, oil change, anything like that. It's the two blue buildings on the hill, right behind Hobby Lobby in Bullhead City. Grand Liquidations, big box items at Bullhead City prices. They got furniture. They got appliances for your countertop, appliances, you know, big appliances like stoves. And they've also got washers and dryers. And they got barbecue sets and furniture and kids' toys. And it changes all the time. Check out Grand Liquidations. Great prices there. They're right next to the Ford dealership. Squeeze in between the Ford and the Circle K on Highway 95. The Caring Crew, where, of course, they will take care of you while you're in your home. They can go grocery shopping for you, pick up your medications, grab the kids, do some home care items, you name it. If you need some help in your house, call the Caring Crew. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, where they have four new doctors to serve you, plus they have a great quick care in Fort Mojave. I was sick a few months ago, went out there, and I got a cortisone shot. Steroid shot and a Z-Pack, and boy, I was great in 2 days. So if you feel bad, go to that quick care. If you feel real, real bad, then go to Warm Sea. And if you need a doctor, call them, 763-CARE, 763-2273. Those are our sponsors. And my next guest didn't show up, Mijung. I don't know, maybe she's sick. But she could have texted me and told me. So I grabbed the 4-H girls and I brought them back in. Okay, there's more to 4-H, right, than just dogs and horses. And so, I'll turn up your microphone here. People can, if somebody wants to start another 4-H group, they can do that. But if they're into something other than dogs and cats, they can still get in 4-H.
Yep.
And what else can they get involved in if they're not into dogs and cats, or dogs and horses?
We have
cattle. Put the microphone right up by your mouth. There you go. Perfect.
We have cows, pigs, swine, goats.
Close it. Yeah. There. Okay.
There's different parts to everything. Pack goats, they do that.
All right.
Companion animals, which is like your dogs, cats, reptiles.
How many are in your club in Bowhead? I know there's three that's going to Kingman this weekend, but how many more are there?
We have
about
seven or eight horse members.
So that's a good group, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. But if somebody wanted to start one for goats or pigs, they could do that.
Yeah.
Because it would start a different group.
Yeah, that would start a different group for down here.
Okay. So call that number and then say, I'm interested in starting a group or find out what it's about. Is there a cost to 4-H?
It's about $20 to open.
To join.
To join into it, because you have to pay that. And then I don't think it costs anything to be a leader. You just have to be approved for it.
Okay, good. All right. So, now how long will you stay in?
I hope to stay in it until, because the age is 18, I believe.
It's
18 or 19. 18 or 19, so I'm going to stay in as long as I can.
Okay, good. All right. And your dog and your horse will make it that long?
I plan on eventually getting a new horse. My dog's only 3, so.
Oh, yeah, he'll make it, no problem.
Yeah.
All right. And how long are you going to stay in?
As long as possible.
Yeah? Okay. What grade are you in?
6.
6. All right. Good. And what school do you go to?
Desert Star.
Ah, all right. So do you like Desert Star?
Yeah.
Because it's a charter school, right?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. I know some teachers out there. You get that brand new building, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's slick. I remember cutting the ribbon there. And our state senator was there when we cut the ribbon, Kelly Ward. Yeah. It was a big deal.
Maybe the teachers are listening.
Yeah, hopefully the teachers are listening, huh? You should get extra credit for this, being drilled by me, huh?
Call the teachers to be nice to you.
Yeah. Yeah, the teachers should be nice to you, huh? They're supposed to be nice all the time. Most of them are, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a passion. They love it. Like you guys like 4-H, they love education.
Yeah.
Because they don't do it for the money, trust me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Teachers get paid crummy money. And, of course, if their superintendent's listening, going, I know what I pay them. They don't get crummy money. But they could be paid a lot more for what they do, that's
yeah.
for sure. And grading your homework at 9 o'clock at night. Yeah. And at home and having their husband write down numbers and everything else for them if they have to.
Yeah.
So it's a passion sometimes for the husband too. And then he didn't get into it. He just went, me married the teacher, and all of a sudden he's doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and you go to River Valley High School. No, you go to Mojave High.
Mojave High School.
Yeah, Mojave High. Okay. And you're a freshman?
Yeah.
Ah, are you liking it so far? But 3 weeks?
It's different, but I like it. I kind of like it better than the last school I went to.
What school did you go to before that?
Fox Creek.
Oh, Fox Creek.
Yeah.
Mr. Jones.
Yeah.
Mr. Jones retired.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. But now you have Mr. Lawrence. He's your principal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who are your teachers?
My honors classes, I am with both Mr. and Mrs. Green. And then
honors classes?
Yeah.
Oh, well, excuse me.
And then I have all my other classes, Mrs. Vick and LeBlond, and I have quite a few teachers.
All right. And you're not going to go to the game tonight, huh?
No.
In a couple weeks, you got homecoming coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to be in the parade?
No.
No? You should take your horse in the parade.
Right?
Yeah. You should ride your horse in the parade. What's wrong with that?
Then I'll drive my Mustang.
Yeah. Oh, you have is it a convertible Mustang?
Yeah.
We need it for the boombox parade.
The one my dad gave me. My turn 16.
I wanted the 54 that he had.
Corvette?
Yeah, because the Corvette that he had, because I told him, I said, I'm born in 54.
Still up there.
It's still over there at the Riverside? Yeah. I've got to make a deal for that sometime. See, I was born in 54. You don't even know what 1954 was about, do you? No, not at all. I know. But your grandpa had a 1954 Corvette. Yeah. And when he had Mike's
break in alignment
in old Bullhead City. Long time ago. Long time ago. Yeah.
Really?
I know. Well, I've been here 39 years, so I remember when, yeah. Yeah. A long time ago. All right, ladies. What else about 4-H?
They have sewing, photography.
Okay, so it's not all animal related.
Nope.
Okay, so there's other projects you can get into. So if people out there, do you know that number again off the top of your head? If there's people out there that are thinking, yeah, my kids might want to get into something like that, you know, or they can just call and ask if their kids are involved with, if they want to get involved, what was that phone number?
928-713-3788.
Okay. Give them a call or stop by the fairgrounds this Sunday and check out all the dogs competing.
And next weekend is
the fair, and that's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And so are you guys there all every day or just certain days for your horses?
Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday for horses?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
We have a carnival.
Yeah, I know. It's a big deal. It's our county fair. Everybody should try and get by there, especially for their kids and stuff.
It's very fun.
You've been before?
Yeah, last year.
Yeah, I can tell. All of a sudden you lit up, man. It's like all of a sudden the light went on in here. Yeah, you were like, oh, yeah, I've been there before. That's a lot of fun.
Last year was my first year being there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So this year, you're a pro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you both for coming back in because Mi Jung, I don't know where she showed. She must have fallen asleep or something. Nessie's going to say, oh, you got to schedule me again. Yeah. So, and she's at Horizon Bank, and then she's also a chamber ambassador, and I was going to talk to her about the bank and chamber and everything, and she's not here. So, but your mom knows a lot about the chamber. You're on the board, right?
I was for 9 years.
9 years on the board?
Yeah.
Wow. You're ready for a break, huh?
Yeah.
9 years on the board. How many different directors did we go through in those 9 years? Three?
Two.
Two? Okay. All right. Well, ladies, again, thank you for coming in. Are you going to go to the mixer tonight? You should go to the big mixer tonight and tell everybody about 4-H. Yeah. Maybe next year you should have a table there. Plan that. Next year, you have a table at the mixer, and you can work the table, and you can pass out information about 4-H. They think there will be about 600 people go through there tonight.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's a lot of people that you could talk to about 4-H.
We've done a lot more things this year than we have in the previous years. We've been to a lot more events to talk about 4-H, so I'm hoping next year we'll have quite a few more people into the club or asking about the club.
Okay, you're going to come to the Kiwanis Kids Expo again in March. Yeah, I know. Okay. Thanks a lot, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you for
having us. Have a super weekend.
You too.
Uncle Albert, we're so sorry.
Grand Liquidations of Bullhead City buys their quality inventory from large online and big box retailers. Overstocked shelves, discontinued items, and some returned brand new items. They buy name brands, Ashley, Lazy Boy, Serta, Simmons, and many more. You save big with a low overhead and great buying power. Check out the store. Walk through. You have nothing to lose. Come see for yourself. Grand Liquidations, 2561 Highway 95, squeezed in between Circle K and Ford.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to assist patients with their inpatient rehabilitation needs. If going home isn't an option after your hospital stay, their skilled therapists and knowledgeable nursing staff will take the time to work with you to get you back on your feet and headed home. Questions? Call the Legacy Rehabilitation and Care Center at 928-763-1404, 2812 Silver Creek Road. Don't miss a beat. Get back on your feet with Legacy Rehab.
Not too many people are fans of bed bugs, termites, spiders, or scorpions. Homeowners that see them call Barron Pest Solutions. With over 50 years' experience, Barron Pest Solutions are the professionals when it comes to pest removal and preventing them from returning. If you have critters around your home that you want gone, call Barron at 758-5499. Monthly services are available, even for the winter visitors. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
There is a unique opportunity for you right now at Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman.
It is the perfect time to purchase a new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest in payments for 72 months. Plus, they come with America's best 100,000-mile warranty, 0% interest, and a 100,000-mile warranty. Awesome! Ask about the third row larger Palisade. See the SUV selection at Martin Swanee Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanneehyundai.com.
Welcome back to Perkins. What are we thinking?
Well, this new pot roast menu has me thinking about my mom's pot roast.
Honey, fancy meeting you here.
Weird. It has me imagining her, too.
I think that's really her.
Think she's following me?
Enjoy the taste of your home at our home. Introducing Perkins' new pot roast menu featuring pot roast stroganoff, fajita breakfast quesadilla, and more. Starting at $8.99. It's the new pot roast menu for a limited time only at Perkins.
Your car is something you simply can't function without. So when your vehicle stops working as it should, you need a dependable auto repair shop to get to the bottom of the problem as quickly as possible. Family owned and operated, ATCO Transmissions and Auto Repair is the shop to trust. Serving Bullhead City, Arizona. Whether your car is in need of a minor fix or an extensive overhaul, ATCO Auto is known for giving your vehicle the full attention until it's running the way it should be. That's backed by customer reviews. ATCO Auto Repair, the big blue building off of Hancock and the 95, right behind Hobby Lobby, Bullhead City.
There we go. It's a Fab Four Friday right here. And Fraxis Friday. We are Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Toonforce. We're here every single weekday. And it's now time for the community calendar. If you want to put something on the community calendar, email to me at toonforce@gmail.com. T-U-N-F-O-R-S-S, common spelling, @gmail.com. And we'll start off by reminding you, don't wreck your weekend. This is a program that's in partnership with Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, the Bullhead City Police Department, the Bullhead City Fire Department, and the City of Bullhead City. They remind you, stay to the right when you're on the river. There's no brakes on your watercraft, and keep distance. You do those things, you'll have a good time out there and be safe. Again, our show is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Bullhead Vape, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, Grand Liquidations, The Caring Crew, and Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. And for the community calendar, we've talked about it already today. Tonight is the Big Mixer, the fourth annual Mega Mixer at the Aquarius, 5 p.m. It costs $10 to get in. There's over 70 vendors in there, 70 booths. I don't think anyone's selling stuff. They're probably just giving out information and giving us a... Our radio stations will be there, Radio Central. We're going to be there and have a booth tonight. Todd Levitt's going to have a booth. There's a whole list of businesses and chambers of commerce from all over. Kingman, Havasu, Quartzsite. I forget the list. I saw it earlier today, but it's a mega list, too. Also, tonight is the annual Golden Shovel football game, Mojave High School versus Lake Havasu. It's at the Anderson Auto Group Event Center. Starts at 7:30, and if you can't make it there, you can definitely turn on 102.3. Well, actually, in Bullhead City, 102.5. And check out our sports station, and you'll hear the owner, Steve Greeley, giving you play-by-play. Tomorrow in Bullhead City, this is open to the public. It's absolutely free. It starts at 8:30 and goes till 2 o'clock. It's the Integrated Health Symposium that's bringing physical health and mental health and substance abuse together. Again, tomorrow, 8:30 to 2 o'clock at MCC College in Bullhead City. Have any questions, call Carol Finkenstein at 219-2582. And she'll take your call, and she'll answer any questions for you. Tomorrow night is the Kiwanis Club. They're having their evening of wine and jazz. This is also at the Anderson Fieldhouse, but it won't be on the football field. It'll be in their meeting rooms there, and they have some really nice ones. 6 to 9 tomorrow night. And if you need tickets or have questions, 928-542-3587. That's Sherry. You call Sherry. There is a prayer rally on Sunday, and this is at the Fiesta RV Resort at 6 o'clock. If you have questions, call William Jones, 928-234-6437. Next Thursday night in Bullhead City, we have a Chamber of Commerce mixer. And that is at the JP's Pub and Grill, and that's at 5:30. If you've never been to a chamber mixer and you've never been to JP's, now's the time. And if you have any questions, you call the Chamber of Commerce, 754-4121. But that's next Thursday night, the 12th, at 5:30. There's a rock and glow party put on at Camp Mojave Elementary School, and that's from 5:30 until 7:30, next Friday, the 13th. And that's at the Camp Mojave Elementary School. Recovering the Park is next a week from tomorrow. And that'll be in the community park in Bullhead City. That's from 11 o'clock until 1. Also, you can call Carol Finkenstein if you have questions. 928-219-2582. Racing starts again on the 14th at Mojave Valley Raceway. Gates open at 4:30. And check out the races at the raceway. The We Care Cancer Support has a no-tap bowling league or bowling tournament at the Riverside on the 15th. And that is 11 a.m. is check-in time, and it starts at noon. If you have any questions, call Karen Morris at 928-201-2327. And then next Tuesday night, they're having a paint, palette, and punt at Coview. And that is put on, I don't have the name of the group, but it's at Coview at 6:30. Call 299-5129 if you have questions. And then next Wednesday, the 18th, is the resource event. This is a resource exchange held at the Bullhead City Library. And that is from 10 o'clock until 11:30. And, well, Diane is not in charge of it anymore because Diane left and she went to the element, went to work at Mojave Accelerated. By the way, the football game tonight is on KNTR Sports, 980 AM. And you can also stream it if you want to on KNTRSports.com. You can listen to it live on there. And so that is the Golden Shovel game. And so check that out tonight in Bullhead City. That's just about going to wrap it up for me today. I'm so glad the girls were able to come back in and help fill in a little bit because me, Joan Lombardi, she's going to tell me tonight, oh, was that today? Yeah, it was. So she forgot. Next week we have Catherine McKinney is going to be here and talk about Bullhead Rocks, if you've ever seen that, their Facebook group, Bullhead Rocks. Also, Carol Finkenstein will be here talking about Mapped. Martin Swanee's Hyundai will be back on. We were going to have Dean Winrich on from Mojave County Health Department, but he texted me and said it's going to be somebody else. It won't be him. Scott Gill the 11th, we're going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to take the show and actually have four guests in here. And we're going to talk about September 11th. Sergeant Scott Gilman is going to represent the Bullhead City Police Department, and Fire Chief Pat Moore represent the Bullhead City Police Department. And after we talk with them the first half and talk about how the fire service and the police department and how all that changed after September 11th, and then we're going to have Pastor Tom Heflin and another pastor, and we're going to talk a little bit about how the pastors saw September 11th and how it changed their congregations and their missions and their messages and whatnot after September 11th attack on America, and because many of us won't forget that. And then on the 12th, we have Judge Pereiras with Veterans Court. I know I'm blowing his last name. But the Bullhead City Court, the judge, will be here with Veterans Court. And then March.
the voice of the free. KNTR Talk 106.3. KJJJ Laughlin HD2.